Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Vatehi hamilchama aruka bein Beis Shaul uvein Beis David. So, picking up where we left off with the fight between Yoav and Avner, that started with what seemed like sport and ended up becoming much more serious and bloody. So the war took a long time. It was a lengthy war between the house of Shaul and between the house of David. And it seems that the Pool of Gilboa tragedy that occurred is what really kicked off the active part of the war. And it's called between the house of Shaul and the house of David, not Ishbosheth and David directly. Ishbosheth himself doesn't seem to have been much of a king. He's only a king because he is of the house of Shaul, whereas David himself is the one who is the claimant to the throne and the rightful one at that. And we'll see that Ishbosheth never has much of a chance. But it seems to be Avner who is doing the lion's share of keeping the war going for Beis Shaul's purpose. And when Avner is going to, spoiler alert, defect, that is going to change the entire outlook of the war. But even before that, the David holeich v'chazek, David continued to get stronger as the war went on. But in the meantime, Uvei Shaul holchim v'dalim. Beis Shaul, again, notice it doesn't say Ishbosheth's name. Beis Shaul continually became weaker and weaker as time went by. And the Malbim says that's because more and more of the other Shvatim that had originally supported Ishbosheth as part of the Malchus Beis Shaul, melted away and began to join David and go over to the other side. Rabim mi Yisrael azu es Ishbosheth v'davku b'malchus David. It says that openly in Divrei Hayamim. And so Ishbosheth was running out of time. It's going to be a five-year war. It's going to be extended. But that's really a lot longer than the actual fighting perhaps should have even gone on. And so that is also why Ishbosheth's reign is reckoned as lasting only 2 years. Because it was very quick where he began to lose widespread support. But in the meantime, David is establishing a family successfully. Pasuk Beis, Vayivoldu leDavid bonim beChevron. And so sons were born to David in Chevron. And alas, because if you know some of the names of these famous sons, we see some sons who don't work out so well in the long term. David is going to have a lot of heartbreak from some of the names about to be brought up. Vayihi v'charo Amnon La'achinoam ha'Yisraelis. And his eldest, his firstborn, is Amnon, the son of Achinoam from Yisrael, who we have met before. Now, it's interesting that normally we do not think of Amnon as being the eldest, because there's another son of David's who we'll meet momentarily, who is his son and the one who tries to contest for the Malucha during his own lifetime. But Amnon is actually older, as the Psukim reckon him. Amnon, of course, is going to have his own tragic ending when he is unable to control himself, as we are going to see later. And as Rabbi Beryl Wein once said, do you think David HaMelech didn't send them to all the right yeshivas and try to teach them the right way? The man who wrote Tehillim is going to teach his children and bring them up badly? Chas v'shalom. But it's a Musar Haskiel to all the rest of us that if the great David HaMelech, the greatest of all possible progenitors of a line, can have so much trouble with his children, we're all in for it, and you got to daven for the best. Because you can raise them as well as you can, but they come out their own way, as we're going to see. Pasagimu Mishnehu Chilov, his second son, was Chilov La Avigail Eshes Novel HaKarmeli. Poor Avigail is never going to get over that original last name that she took when she had married Novel. So the second son, Chilov, was a contraction of the word Kulo of. He is completely of his father, because the Leitzim, of course, started to make all kinds of noise, as they did with Abraham and Yitzchak Avinu, about the idea that was Avigail in any way pregnant by Novel when David took her as his wife. So the Pasuk emphasizes that she was the former wife of Nabal, but the child is Kulo of, the child is completely of his proper father, who is David HaMelech, and that David did not marry Abigail until after waiting the 3 months necessary to ensure she wasn't carrying a child. But of course, over time, Leitzim are going to find a way to make fun and scoff and mock anyway. The internet is what it is, and the trolls are always out there making up fake news, which of course was in no way true. The other reason that perhaps she's referred to as Eshes Naval is there's another Abigail who is mentioned later on, named Abigail Bas Nachash, who is the sister of Tzuriah, so we have to know which Abigail we're talking about. Chilav also is named Chilav because he is going to later have so much Torah knowledge that he's going to embarrass others, particularly Mephibosheth, Ben Yonasan, in matters of halacha. So Chilav is brilliant and far surpasses others and is incredibly smart. And also we learn that anybody who suggests that Chilav, I believe Chilav is the one who never sins. And also in Divrei Hayamim, he's called by another name, Daniel, as respect for David because of those rumors that had taken place aren't even mentioned in Divrei Hayamim. Vashalishi, and this one, of course, is very important. His third son is Avshalom ben Ma'acha bas Talmai Melech Geshur. It was Avshalom, the son of Ma'acha, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, presumably a political marriage. So Avshalom is introduced not as his third son, but Vahashalishi, the third son. And they call him Avshalom, the son of Ma'acha. And that is a hint, the Ma'am Loe says, that he's not worthy of having his descent traced to David, because who is Avshalom's mother, Ma'acha? So we learn from the Midrashim and other sources that Ma'acha was an Eshes Yefas Toar. During one of David's battles against other nations, the king of Geshur, he took Ma'acha captive and then allowed her to go through the time that a captive woman is left to let her hair grow and mourn and her fingernails grow, and then he married her anyway. And by taking the Eshes Yefas Toar, he ended up with Avshalom, the most rebellious son he could have, which is yet another Musar Haskil about what happens when you give in to your attractions to somebody who might not be the best quality spouse. Sometimes what comes afterwards, as the Radak brings down with the Eshes Yefas Toar, Kol Hanoseyosa, anybody who marries an Eshes Yefas Toar, O Isha She'ino Haguna, or any other woman who is not proper for him, Yosa Mimenu Ben Sora Rumora. So, really negative stuff from the very beginning of Avshalom, and he is not going to turn out great, as we are going to see later.